It didn't have to be like that. And I think what it does is it leaves a lot of questions with respect to the process and the transparency in the whole process. And Bruce, with your interview with him, Commissioner Groenewold has clearly said that obviously he didn't like the interference of the military in the way he was running the police force. And that too is of serious concern. And I think government would have to do better to explain clearly what happened, because the public is entitled to know that and understand why such an abrupt end to his term.
The Fiji government issued a press release saying that he was leaving for personal and family reasons.
That's not what the police commissioner is saying to you, Bruce. So obviously there is more than what's in the press release, and I think it's incumbent upon the government to come out very clearly and explain to the people of this country why this very abrupt action by the government. And it also raises other questions in relation to the appointment of the acting commissioner of police, who is a senior military officer, when there are several senior police officers in the cadre who could have easily been appointed as acting commissioner of police. So I think the Constitutional Commission will have to come out clearly and tell the people of this country whether proper processes are being followed in these constitutional appointments by an independent commission.
Do you have any concerns about the appointment as acting police commissioner of a very senior military officer?
It's an issue that needs to be looked at, because I think the expectation in any situation like this would have been that somebody from the police force would be acting. Obviously, this appointment is not reflective of that, and so questions will have to be asked about that as well.
Is this purely an internal matter for Fiji to sort out, or is this something that its aid partners like Australia and New Zealand should have some sort of a role in?
The opposition, and I have said this very clearly since the election last year, that Fiji has a long way to go to bring about genuine democracy, to bring about genuine reforms in the independent institutions of the state, which were destroyed during the military rule. And all these actions and events do not give any confidence to us, at least here in Fiji, you know, and who are in parliament, that the government is adhering to its own rules and the constitution, and making decisions in a transparent, open, and an accountable manner. Those principles are fundamental to any genuine democracy, and I think the international community, which has come on board to support Fiji after the general election, will definitely have to take note of these incidents and these decisions that are being taken by government, and whether government is genuinely moving towards achieving genuine democracy, or is it just rhetoric that it puts out to the international community and to our development partners.
The reason for Mr. Groenewold's departure, that he was upset about military involvement in policing, is being carried on the ABC in Australia, on Radio New Zealand and Television New Zealand. But so far, at the time of this interview on Wednesday afternoon, Fiji time, not a single Fiji media outlet has actually run that. They're simply running the government press statement.
Well, Bruce, you know this very well, that under the draconian media decree, the media is under strict control. And obviously, there are certain media organizations which would never run any story contrary to what the government says. And that is really an unfortunate part of our so-called democracy at the moment. And so it's not surprising that Fiji media has not covered any of those comments that has been made by the former commissioner to Radio Australia.